It is no secret that Oakville produces fantastic professional hockey talent from the likes of John Tavares and most recently Luke Evangelista, but on the women's side of the game the town has also seen incredible players. Now, for Oakville-raised PWHL forward Brianne Jenner of the Ottawa Charge, it's her well-earned turn in the spotlight. Jenner has become a staple of professional women's hockey and has been an important member of the Canadian women's national team for a decade. But her story began right here in the town of Oakville, where Jenner began to learn how to skate at 2 years old on the outdoor rink that her father David built at their house. She first began playing in organized leagues at 3 years old with the help of her dad and uncle, who ran their own organized league when Jenner was a child. Oakville still holds a special place in Jenner's heart. She still holds on to several memories of her learning to love the game at the Appleby College rink. Her father was a teacher at the school and let her skate on the school's rink. Jenner also attended Appleby during high school and furthered her hockey development and education there as well. But one dream entered into Jenner's head when she was there. It was the chance to play for the Canadian women's national team. "I also had the dream of playing for the national team. That was the dream when I was growing up," said Jenner. To get closer to that dream, Jenner needed to play university hockey once her high school career had finished. Once she finished high school, she committed to play NCAA hockey at Cornell University. Jenner cited academics and athletic development as the reason she decided to attend Cornell over other schools. "I visited a lot of schools and Cornell really stuck out to me. When I went on campus, I just knew I would really enjoy being at and would challenge me, and it certainly did." Jenner spent 4 years at Cornell, and it was during her second year there when she got the chance to play for the national team at a Women's World Cup of Hockey. Jenner suited up for Team Canada at the 2012 Women's World Cup of Hockey and helped lead Canada to a gold medal. She competed for Canada in other tournaments after her first one, and then was given the chance to play in her biggest event yet, the 2014 Winter Olympic Games in Sochi. "It was a dream come true. What sticks out about that first Olympics is walking into the opening ceremonies and you realize that you have finally been given the title of Olympian. That moment definitely stands out." What Jenner didn't know at the time was that she was about to be an integral part of one of the greatest comebacks in Olympic hockey history. After Canada was down 2-0 and there was just over 3 minutes left in their gold medal game against the USA, Jenner fired a shot off of an American defender and into the net to help get Canada back into the game. With less than a minute left in regulation, Marie-Philippe Poulin scored for Canada to tie the game and send it to overtime. Then with a Canadian power play in overtime, Poulin scored to win the game and the gold medal for Canada. That comeback began with Jenner's goal. "That's one of the craziest comebacks I've ever been a part of," said Jenner. "In the back of your head you're thinking, well, this isn't ideal, but you need to quiet those voices and get back to focusing on the game." Jenner has been lucky enough to play on Canada's Olympic team after the Sochi Olympics. She suited up for the Maple Leaf in the 2018 Olympics in Pyeongchang, where she and Canada won silver, and at the most recent Winter Olympics in Beijing, where Canada won gold. Along with her international success, Jenner has played in several professional women's leagues. Her most notable would be the CWHL, Canadian Women's Hockey League, where she played for, and eventually captained, the Calgary Inferno. Jenner and the Inferno won the Clarkson Cup in 2016 and 2019 as CWHL champions. Sadly, in 2019, the CWHL went out of business due to insufficient funds. "In terms of hockey, the CWHL was an excellent league, but we just didn't have the budgets or financial investment in that league," Jenner said. "We had to get our own skates sharpened and buy our own tape. It was certain things like that which weren't really professional, but we rolled with the punches because an opportunity to play against the best in women's hockey." Once the CWHL went out of business, Jenner joined the PWHPA for 2 seasons, which eventually also went out of business, so that the PWHL could be born as the one and only professional women's hockey league. For their first season, The league held a draft at the CBC building and Jenner was selected by the unnamed Ottawa team that eventually became known as the Charge. Jenner became the first ever captain of Ottawa's franchise in their first season, scoring 20 points in 24 games and unfortunately not being able to help lead her team to the playoffs. Halfway into her second season with the Charge, Jenner has fallen in love with the city of Ottawa and is enjoying every second of her time in the PWHL. "It's amazing," Jenner said. "I didn't know what to expect moving to the city last year, and seeing how the Ottawa community rallied around our team was great. The city is phenomenal and we have made a lot of great connections with other teams in the community and other organizations in the community, and we feel like we are where we're meant to be." Ottawa is currently third in the PWHL with 21 games remaining, and Jenner will be a huge part of their push towards the playoffs.